We're on the line with Dave and Amy Freeman, who are where?
We are in Petersburg, Alaska.
Petersburg, Alaska.
Yep.
And that's in the Inner Passage?
It is, yep. It's about 100 miles south of Juneau, so it's sort of right in the middle of the panhandle of Alaska.
Uh-huh. And what's your next stop?
Well, we're about 40 miles from here. It's a large island, and it has one of the highest brown bear populations in Alaska. So that's sort of our next stop. We're hoping to see some grizzly bears, not too close, but hopefully we'll get to encounter a few.
Not too close to the grizzly bears. So am I correct, once you get to Skagway, do you then take off across land?
That's correct, yep. Yep, we're expecting to get to Skagway in about 2 weeks, and then we will we'll shed our kayaks, and we will hike over the Chilkoot Pass. It's like the Klondike Gold Rush people.
Only you're not going to be there in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, hopefully the snow will be gone when we go over the pass. Then down Yukon River to Whitehorse and on down to Dawson City near where the Gold Rush sort of terminated. And then from there we'll hike over another mountain range and eventually work our way down the Mackenzie River to sort of near the Arctic Ocean.
Yeah, that's. I understand you're going to spend some time with Inuit people.
Yeah, we'll be sort of right on the edge of the range of the Inuit people, right on through the edge of tree line there, and so we'll be visiting several different Native communities to talk with the Native people and learn a little bit about how they're living up there.
Well, what's your weather been like?
It's been sort of cool and it's December rainforest here, so it rains quite a bit. We've had some really nice, great weather, but we've also had some pretty big storms and it's raining right now and it's predicted to keep raining for the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 days. So we get some pretty wet stretches as well.
Well, now you and Amy also have a companion with you. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Sure. Yeah, we have two folks from Graham Ray here, John Ameren and Clayton White. So they started with us in down in Bellingham, Washington, and they're doing the first section here up Skagway.
Do you have any idea of how many students and teachers are following you online?
Our most recent estimate is about 65,000.
Really?
And school started, just sort of wrapped up for the year. So, so most of them are, off on summer break now. Some of them are following from home, but that'll sort of ramp up again in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed there's a lot of great photographs on the website, a lot of things that we normally would not see if not from the kayaker's point of view. So I hope people are doing that. You also have got Twitter, and you can communicate just about every way.
Yeah, we can. Yep. It's getting easier and easier to communicate from the field. So we're able to use, Amy sends off tweets all the time, and we're trying to post new information as often as we can.
Well, I'm going to follow you on your website, and when it looks like you're going to be over the Chilkoot Pass, I'd like to talk to you about that experience. I know a lot of people have a lot of interest in that part of history and just maybe your impressions of that. So we will talk to you in a while.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, thanks for having us on, and we'll look forward to talking to you when we get to Whitehorse.